FW Mobile.
KPM4NAB. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ed. Good to hear you.
Yeah, it's about time I got back on here. My truck was down long enough.
I figured it was probably something like that when I didn't hear you.
We're back going. I had to have some catalytic work, converter work done, and they gave me the wrong coil pack. Got the right one, put it in, she's moved out. No more problems.
That's a good way to start out your Friday.
Like I probably gained about 4 miles to a gallon. Way it's looking right now, I'll check it in a little bit when I fill it back up and see how many gallons I burned.
Man, that'd be awesome. 4 miles a gallon, that's pretty huge.
To me, right around or maybe just a smidgen over 20 miles a gallon.
But you stop and go, stop and go.
I'm stopping and going like I'm worse than a bus.
Mike in the mornings, but he's off today.
Him earlier, and when he didn't answer, I figured he was off. Plan for this weekend.
Tomorrow, but it looks like it's going to be a washout tomorrow. There's, I think, at least a 60% chance of rain all day.
All day if it wants to, but come night when it's time to run the route, I hope it's not raining.
Hood inside the truck.
I think the first time I've ever done it. I've got a big old Western Duster. I'll put it halfway on. I'll put it on my arm, left arm, and cover my left leg. That way I'll stay dry.
I've thought about it that way, and that way you're not too hot wearing it all the way, all the way.
Pour that thing all the way, that big wool lining it's got, I'd burn up.
I got one. It doesn't have a wool liner, but I got one.
Since it was offered, I couldn't turn it down. First one I ever owned was $100-something. I paid $60 for this one, and it's just as good as the first one I bought.
And it's just about like wearing a rain punch, or it's hard to get wet with one of those on. Normal time, it looks like.
How long does it take you to get to work now?
About 35 minutes.
Not bad, I don't reckon.
20 minutes going up Wade Hampton Boulevard to get to the interstate, and then about another 15 after that.
Traffic that way.
Not bad in the mornings. There's a good bit of traffic out on the interstate, but it's all moving pretty quick. But then in the afternoons, I do real good until I get to back on 29 in Welford, and then it just really slows down.
And then in the afternoon, it's probably pretty rough. Everybody trying to go home at the same time.
Welford, you got three major roads coming together at the same intersection, so it gets pretty busy.
Put up with that drive me crazy. I'm starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Ready to be done. I must not have been too late today.
The on time.
That'll last.
Probably be late tonight because they'll have to load up a lot more stuff. And we'll have to unload it for Sunday. Go down to Sportsman's Warehouse this morning and try and be there about the time they open up. Anything you need while I'm down that way?
Think of anything right offhand. I got a decent supply of everything right now, so I'm just going to lay low for a little bit. I know the gun show comes next month over here to Greenville.
Been to that gun show. I need to go to it one time. I went to a gun show in Anderson one time. Really wasn't all that impressed with it.
Yeah, it was a good bit of vendors, all kinds of stuff. You know, some just selling ammo, some, you know, some most selling guns and that, but a lot of accessories and everything.
Posted on it, and if you don't mind me tagging along, then you'll go over there and go to it.
It's last I read, I think it was October the 17th, but we'll have to see. I might have to work some that day. I know the plant's got a shutdown starting on that day, so we'll just have to play it by ear, but maybe on Sunday.
It'll be Friday. Sounds good to me.
And 4 TFW. Down to 170 over on this side of town.
174 here. Important, and I can call it a day.
Getting home before the sun comes up on you.
Pretty much the way it was Sunday morning. The sun was already up, and I didn't have no cakes on the griddle. The birthday party turned out for the grandbaby.
He was surprised. He didn't know it was going to be a party for him, so he was surprised. It worked out really good.
Glad. Everybody needs to wind up having a party on their birthday every now and then. Used to have their birthdays. We'd go and rent one shed at one of the local parks and call all their buddies, and we'd have about 30 people there. It was a crowd, and I did all the cooking, so I stayed busy.
You had fun, right?
They're throwing each other in the water and off the end of the dock and everything else. I heard Mike on 2 meters since he put that antenna up on top of his garage.
Him in the afternoons. I've only talked to him in the mornings, but he said it was working good.
I was just wondering because I hadn't heard him. Of course, I hadn't been out in the truck or anything. I just wondered how he said it's working good. I just wondered if he'd heard him. Mouthful.
Yeah, it was. He picked anybody to replace me over there at the old job.
Hoping and praying that you'll come back.
He'd offer me to come back. I mean, I left for less money.
You knew you was going to be working over there. You didn't know if you were going to be working or on furlough.
Yeah, about a day before I left, I know they posted the outlook for the rest of the year. It looked like long about end of November, they're going to be back in the same shape that they was when I got furloughed.
That be the case, you definitely made the right decision. I tell them, if they tried to get you to come back, so I'll be a consultant, but that'll be it.
I don't know what you would offer me. If I told you, if I'd been there 21 years and I told you I was leaving to take a job that paid less, you got to think there's something wrong.
Definitely. I mean, y'all got hard hit when all this stuff went down. And it's still going to be rough for them.
A new company, they're down 1%.
On what they make and what it goes into. You lose yet, or they still got you on learning curve?
I'm in a learning curve still, trying to learn everything, but I can do a few of their tasks and that, you know, by myself and that. The program wasn't all that different, just a little bit. All the code numbers are different for this particular company and that, so I just got to learn that, but I'm coming along pretty good.
Good. I'd still be sitting there scratching my head wondering how do you turn it on.
You walk away from your computer more than about 15 minutes, it goes ahead and logs you off. And then you got to log back on, and the password has to be like at least 16 characters.
Crap. I get that sucker.
And then you got to change it every 6 months.
Have it written down somewhere on my arm, on my hand, on my leg or something.
My mic hung up. FW. Yeah, it's taken some time to get used to all that, you know what I mean? I think I log on about 20 times a day and that, but the guys that I work with seem to all be pretty good and that, so it looks like it's going to be real enjoyable out there. I'm liking it so far.
I'm glad you are, and I hope you do real well out there. KM4 and AP Friday.
Plans for me to be one of the key players out here.
Don't knock it. Get in there and show them what you can do.
Do a lot of walking out here. Yeah, there's like four or five supply rooms, and they're all separated, and I think the closest one's probably 100 yards.
You know, making sure you get your exercise, don't you?
That treadmill work when you get home for sure.
Walking on a treadmill. Wife wanted one, paid over $1,700 for a cotton picking thing, and might have used it 10 times at the most.
Alice, I use it sometimes, but not as much as I should, really.
Walking the apartments up and downstairs and everything else, I don't need no treadmill. Driveway, and I'm gonna have to go in the house. So I hopefully will catch you sometime this weekend on the radio, and catch you Monday morning. So you have a good one, and if you haven't got to work, be careful on your way. And I'll be sending 73 your way, and I'll be clear on your final. Kilo Mike 4 November Alpha Papa.
Fred, and I hope you have a good day. I'll try to catch you this weekend, but it was good talking to you, and I'll for sure catch you on Monday. KN4 TFW, I'm clear.